So Happy New Year. It's hard to believe that not only are we ending 2019 and about to begin 2020, but we're also about to begin a new decade. If you're like myself, you're probably wondering, well, 2000 was a real landmark, and here it is already almost 2020. Time moves by very quickly. So it is good that we pause. Now, granted, tomorrow probably our circumstances will not have changed a whole lot, but it's good to pause, to reflect over the past year, to give thanks to God for the various blessings that we have, especially our loved ones. Then, too, to recognize the hand of God in our lives, and to pray that the Lord will be with us as we approach this new year. This is always a time of resolutions. It was on the news this morning that the most popular resolutions for Americans are diet and also weight training. So I don't know if that's part of your resolution or not, but that could be a good thing to do. But don't get discouraged. But more importantly, rather than just looking at this chronological line of past, present, future that moves so quickly, we need to look at it also very spiritually, that we are not just looking at past, present, future, meaning ending with death, but actually passing into eternity. And there's the key, that we need to pause and look at our life spiritually speaking as we approach this new year. To do so, therefore, we celebrate this beautiful solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. But in our gospel, we actually have two facets to ponder. One is the circumcision of our Lord. 8 days after our Lord's birth, by Torah law, Jesus was brought to the temple for circumcision. By that sacred ritual, he now shared in the covenant promises that had been made with Abraham. Also, he was known as part of the people of Israel. Consider then that shortly after our birth, for most of us, we were baptized. So we were brought into the covenant promises that our Lord Jesus had made by his saving action on the cross and his resurrection. Keep in mind, and we should never forget, we are a child of God. How beautiful that is, to know that no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what all the standards are of society, you and I, each of us, is a child of God. We're also part of a big family that we call a church. So give thanks to that this day, and keep that in your heart each day of this new year. Secondly, we give honor to our Blessed Mother under the title Mother of God. Jesus, second person of the Holy Trinity, true God, consubstantial with the Father, entered this world. Mary conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and through her, the divine person of Jesus, with a divine nature, was fully also united with a human nature. For this reason, we give Mary the title Mother of God. Not that she created Jesus, no. She gave humanity to Jesus so that when he entered this world, he was true God who became also true man. This is a title that goes back to the early days of the church, but was dogmatically proclaimed at the Council of Ephesus in the year 431. So we honor our Blessed Mother. She's a good example for us then, because as she is the mother of Jesus, she's also our mother, spiritually. This is another point not to forget. Being a child of God, we also have a spiritual mother, and that is Mary. When our Lord was on the cross, he looked down and he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son," referring to St. John, and then to St. John, "Son, behold your mother." While he was entrusting our Blessed Mother to the care of St. John for the remainder of her life on earth, spiritually speaking, Jesus was giving Mary to each one of us. Therefore, is that good spiritual mother. Always be mindful. Just as we find in the gospel passages, Mary always wants us to draw closer to our Lord. She was always presenting Jesus to shepherds, the wise men, others. She wants to make her son known to us and bring us closer to him. Also, she intercedes for us in ways we might not even know, just as a mother does. At the wedding feast of Cana, she saw a need, she interceded, and our Lord granted that request. So my brothers and sisters, let's look to that example of our Blessed Mother and recognize that as a child of God, she is our mother. So if there's a good spiritual resolution for you this coming year, I would encourage you, make time each day to offer the rosary. Pray the rosary. We have four different sets of mysteries. Each one then has five glimpses of our Lord's life. If we do that, then we will be entering into a deeper friendship with our Lord. It's not just a repetition of prayers. It's about meditating on these aspects of our Lord's life. We will be treasuring the life of our Lord in our heart, just as we hear Mary treasured all these things in her heart. We'll also be looking through the eyes of Mary. As Pope St. John Paul II, she was that faithful example, that faithful disciple. We too then will know that not only are we united with our Lord in prayer, we have our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, all the saints, all the angels who are supporting us on our journey of life each day. So if there's one good resolution for you to make in a spiritual way, take the time each day to pray the rosary. This is a powerful prayer, a prayer that our Blessed Mother at Fatima told us to pray for the conversion of the world. It's also a prayer that will make us truly a better person. We'll be more like Christ. So therefore, we begin this new day. But a day that's not meant to be this chronological lineage here, past, present, future, but really we're beginning a new year in the Lord, in Anno Domini. Not just a chronological point, no. A year that's meant to be each day sacred to our Lord. Therefore, seize each day, carpe diem, each day. And then, nunc quæpi, what a wonderful Latin expression, now begin. So each day is a new day. Seize the day, begin that day. Queen Elizabeth, in her Christmas message to the United Kingdom, said, "The path, of course, is not always smooth, and may at times this year have felt quite bumpy, but small steps can make a world of difference." Good point. So even though this year may have its bumps in it, if we're united with our Lord each day, seizing that day and beginning each day to follow him, we'll know he is with us. He's the good shepherd at our side, leading us. We'll have the support of our Blessed Mother, all our heavenly friends with us too. Therefore, we have no fear. Instead, we give praise to God for the gift of a new year, but a gift of a new day each day to live life with the Lord. May God bless you.